design. What can you make your lechi out of? This is quite a humorous opening here. So it says, b'chol osan lechayayin, you can make a lechi out of whatever you want, it doesn't matter. Afilu b'davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim, even if the thing's alive. If you take a camel and like strap it down, tie it down to the entrance to your mavli, and make sure it can't run away, so then you got a camel there, and it's all good. As long as it's a 10 sefach high camel.
Certainly
knows that. Exactly. Exactly. That's fine.
That's not the part that has to be noticed.
So now Rabbi Yossi says no, you can't use camels or other living things as lechis. Now I'll speak it out here for a second. That in the Gemara, the nusach is Rav Meir, not Rav Yossi. No difference to you yet, but just it's actually useful to know that in just a moment. Now this is the issue between Rav Yossi and ostensibly Rav Meir. Also, the problem is that the way the Kati describes it is like it could die and shrivel up and lose its shear. But the way the Gemara describes it here and in Sukkah is that it's much more like conceptual than just like the technical problem. Is that anything which it's koma, it's like standing up, its size is a comes from its life force, from its ruach chaim, it's alive, and therefore it's like standing up. Obviously it like flops down and shrivels up when it's dead. So the thing, therefore, that the mammon holding it up is a life force, which is like an intangible object, doesn't have a shear. And therefore, he rejects that's not sufficient. The thing that's holding it up is this intangible object, intangible thing called the life force. That's not going to cut it. You can't use a life force as a mechitza because it's not there.
Even if you tie it there.
Exactly. Because it's like the thing itself is like being held up by its life force, which is no longer there. And therefore, he holds a thing that's alive can't be used as a mechitza.
So okay? If you headed the camel and then duct taped it to the post, that'd be cool.
I guess so, yeah. You can make, yeah, exactly. Once it's dead, yeah.
I thought
okay? Okay, no problem.
It's not there,
right? It's there. We believe in the nefesh. There's something, it's alive. Life's not imaginary, but it's not going to cut it for mechitza, which is like a physical, legal thing. Okay, so now I'm going to finish the mish anyways. She's like tactile here. Still. So it says, once we're talking about using animals for funny halachic applications, so we'll say that if you put an animal on top of a grave, it uses a lid for a grave, so it becomes like a very severe source of tumah. The pasuk says, talking about tumah, the outdoor tumah you can get exposed to, it says, v'cholesh or yiga al pnei asadeh, whatever you come in contact with on the face of the field, b'chalal cherev, or b'meis, or b'etzem, adam, whether it's like, you know, like the sword that was in a dead body, or the dead body, or the bone of a person's dead body, or b'cover, or like the grave itself, yitamah shivas yamim, it conveys a tumah for 7 days. That's the most severe source of tumah, human corpse tumah, that, you know, the tumah's mace, that goes for 7 days. And it can even be like, say, for example, transferred by not just the dead body, but even the knife that's in the dead body. If you touch the knife, you also get 7 day tumah, or if you touch the grave. So there's a drasha that we add that v'chol hasher yiga, everything that's touching al panei asadeh, to include golel v'dofek, which means the golel is thing which covers the dead body, and the dofek is what holds up the golel. Now Rashi learns the golel means like essentially the lid of the coffin. Tosfos says no way. You see, in our Mishnah, it's very hard to understand. Tosfos actually speaks out. It's inconceivable in our Mishnah to actually be really mitziyuti, to really happen like that, to use a dead animal as the lid of a coffin. No way. Right? But so Tosfos learns the pshat on golel is the tombstone. You know, like you've seen Jewish graveyards, it's not like the old, like, you know, Christian, like, vertical thing. You could have also a vertical post, but the point is, it's like a stone that sits atop of the body. That's the golel, sitting on top. And the dofek are what, you know, what support it on the head and the foot. So that thing, when it functions as a lid of a grave, it's like super duper tumah susceptible. And therefore, if you use netoso, since you're basically sitting and putting a dead animal, you're basically, you know, you don't have a gravestone to put on the grave today. So today you're going to demark it with a nice cow, and tomorrow you're going to remove the cow and, you know, put a gravestone in its place. So that cow is the golel, and it conveys a tumah shiva. The cow is acting as a mechitza essentially, but if you go and touch that cow, you'll become tummy, not just like set for 7 days. It's like a super duper chiddush. First of all, the cow's alive. Normally, things that are alive aren't makabel tumah unless they're Jewish, right? And it's not a Jewish cow, right? Only human beings that are Jewish are makabel tumah mitzaraisa, and certainly not. But whatever, forget the Jewish part. Human beings, forget that part. Point is, animals aren't makabel tumah when they're alive, only when they're dead. So the amazing thing is, this cow, which you've turned into being a mechitza for top of a grave, now is a source of tumah. Worse than that, it's a 7-day tumah, and it's a machlokas here. But according to Rashi, and the Bartanur learns like the Rashi, the cow becomes like a permanent source of 7-day tumah, like forever. It runs around now, and if you touch it, like next month after you let it free, it's still going to be tummy for 7 days, which is a while. The Rambam, Doraisa, yeah. The Rambam learns no way. When it's on the grave, it's bad enough. That if you touch the cow, you become tummy for 7 days. But when you let it go off the grave, no way, then it's not conveying tumah anymore. Either way, that's a side point. The point is, the golel is the gravestone or the grave, the lid of the coffin, or to other mafarshim, it's like they used to bury like a burial chamber, like called a kuch, like a mausoleum, whatever, like under like a cave, and they would use like a stone to like block off the cave, that thing, whatever it is. If you use an animal to be your the cover for the dead person, the dead body, so that conveys a strong source of tumah because it's like a machitza. And Reb Meir, who I said is Rabbi Yossi, the same shita, like with the machitza business of the lechi, he says metayer. He says it's not tummy because he holds it can't function as a machitza because it's got life in it. A life forced endowed thing isn't functional as a machitza. Can't use it as a machitza, so it can't be makabel tumah because it can't be a golo. Fine. And the last point of the Mishnah, also unrelated, but about animals. But kosfin alav, when you can take an animal and write on it, gitay nashim, you can write your wife's get on the animal and deliver it to the woman. Like, for example, you know, you write on the horn, you know, like, you know, the whole spiel of the get on the horn, you know. And you give, as long as you give the woman the whole cow, then the get is effective. You can't actually, for technical reasons, cut off the horn and give it to her then, because you can't have a thing between the riding and the giving, technical point. But as long as you give the whole cow, that cow can be served as your get, no problem, because it's written on it. And Rabbi Yossi Glili, a different Rabbi Yossi, says posel. He says no way, you can't use animals for a get, because the pasuk says sefer krisus, and that's like a sefer, and the same way sefer's svarim aren't alive. Sefer means a scroll in the Torah, right? Torahs aren't alive, and Torahs aren't edible. They can't be made out of animals. They can't be made out of food. It's not effective. And the Tanakhama holds it is effective, because when it says sefer krisus, all it means is that you have to write the sipur, the story about the text of the get, as opposed to, like, you know, trying to affect, you know, divorce by giving her money and making a kid, and that won't work. But as long as it's written down, even if it's written down on an animal, it'll affect a divorce, and it's kosher to write a get on an animal. Okay.